Thank you. the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to Timothy. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاثوليكون من رسالة معلمنا يعقوب البشير بركاته علينا أمين. اسمعوا يا إخوتي الأحباء، أما أختار الله فقراء هذا العالم أغنياء في الإيمان وورثة الملكوت الذي وعد به الذين يحبونه، وأما أنتم فأهنتم الفقيرة، أليس الأغنياء يتسلطون عليكم وهم يجروكم إلى المحاكم؟ أما هم يجدفون على الاسم الحسن الذي دعي به عليكم؟ فإن كنتم تكلمون الناموس الملوكي حسب الكتاب تحب قريبك كنفسك فحسنا تفعلون، ولكن إن كنتم تحابون تفعلون خطية موبخين من الناموس كمعتدين، لأن من حفظ كل الناموس وإنما عثر في واحدة فقد صار مجرما في الكل، لأن الذي قال لا تزني قال أيضا لا تقتل، فإن لم تزني ولكن قتلت فقد صرت متعديا الناموس. هكذا تكلموا وهكذا افعلوا كعتيدين أن تحاكموا بناموس الحرية، لأن الحكم هو بلا رحمة لمن لم يعمل رحمة، والرحمة تفتخر على الحكم. لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم، العالم يمضي وشهواته، ولا تصنع إرادة الله يدوم إلى الأبد.
Yeah. reading from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us all. Amen. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. When he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them, all that with purpose of heart they should continue with the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
وفي الغد كان أحضر القديس باسيليوس الشعب للكنيسة وطلب إليهم أن يصرخوا جميعا إلى الله بعد القداس قال لهم اقعدوا وقال لهم إنهم يصلوا يا رب ارحم كلياليسون واستمروا في صراخه حتى رأوا ورقة تسقط من فوق وكانت هي الصدق الذي أخذه الشيطان على هذا الشعب فتناول القديس باسيليوس هذا الصدق وقرأه على الشعب ثم بارك على الشاب وأمره ألا يعود إلى ذلك مرة أخرى أخذ الورقة وحطها بقى في النار بتاع الشرية وحرقها ثم ناوله من الأسرار المقدسة وأعاده إلى زوجته وبارك عليهما بركة صلاة القديس باسيليوس الكبير فلتكن معنا أمين. On this day also of the year 1182 of the martyrs 1465 Anno Domini the honored father Pope Matthias II Leo Matthew 19th Pope of the See of St. Mark departed. He was a monk in the monastery of St. Mary, known as the Muharrab Monastery, and his name was Matta Saidi. When Pope Johannes the 11th, 89th patriarch departed, the Holy Synod met with the notable leaders of the people and agreed on choosing him for the patriarchal throne. They consecrated him patriarch by the name of Matthias II on the 13th day of Tul, 1169 Anno Martyr, 1452 Anno Domini. That was during the days of Sultan Fakhruddin Uthman, who had a cordial relationship with the Pope. This Pope, as his predecessors, resided in the antiquated church of St. Mary in Haq Zuwaira in Old Cairo. He ordained a metropolitan for Ethiopia by the name of Abba Gabriel. He also made the Holy Maimun in the Church of the Holy Virgin and Hatibrum in Cairo along with six bishops. He sat on the throne St. Mark for 13 years and it was all in peace and tranquility. After he finished, his endeavor departed in peace and was buried in Deir al-Muharrab, nowadays Deir al-Khandaq, nowadays known as Deir al-Ambarwis. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Thank you. Open sotiro, open ono tire, so vere, so sepshiri, emef noti et onchpi o unafsha ene, in that our Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are your eyes, which see the things you see. And for I tell you, which are blessed are the eyes which you see, which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. P-O-O-F-A-P-N-O-T-P-E Sha'enenim, sha'enen, tenienen, tiru, amin.
Yeah. جدا شهوات قلبه أعطيته وسؤالي شفتيه لم تمنعه باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم في تلك الساعة تهلل يسوع بالروح وقال أحمدك أيها الآب رب السماء والأرض لأنك أخفيت هذه عن الحكماء والفهماء وأعلنتها للأطفال نعم أيها الآب لأن هكذا صارت المسرة أمامك والتفت إلى تلاميذه وقال كل شيء قد دفع إلي من أبي وليس أحد يعرف من هو الإبن إلا الآب ولا من هو الآب إلا الإبن ومن أراد الإبن أن يعلن له والتفت إلى تلاميذه على انفراد وقال طوبى للعيون التي تنظر ما تنظرونه لأني أقول لكم إنا أنبياء كثيرين وملوكا أرادوا أن ينظروا ما أنتم تنظرون ولم ينظروا وأن يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون ولم يسمعوا وإذا ناموا سي قام يجربه قائلاً يا معلم ماذا أعمل لأرث الحياة الأبدية فقال له ما هو مكتوب في الناموس كيف تقرأ فأجاب تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك ومن كل نفسك ومن كل قدرتك ومن كل فكرك وقريبك مثل نفسك فقال له بالصواب أجبت افعلها هذا فتحيا